Also, Lord, a person in Milosh Manasre is not allowed to spit. Shmuel says even if he's in Tachnunim at the end of Lekai, Nitzor, which is personal about Koshes, as long as he's still davening Shmanasre, he's standing in front of Koshes Bokhun, he's not allowed to spit. If he had excess phlegm and the like in his mouth and he has to get it out of his mouth, I believe exclusive in Shaloyah Nira. He should put it into his garment, or tissue, or handkerchief, or whatever type of thing, in a fashion that it's not visible what he's doing, and also the phlegm doesn't remain exposed. If he is a person who is touchy, like today, a person who is not putting their garment, then he can't discuss him to put into his own garment, then he should turn his head to the back and spit it in the other direction. In other words, if a person doesn't have a tissue or handkerchief and the only other option is to put into his garment and it's too much for him to do that, then he is allowed to turn his face around and spit it to the ground in the back. Says the Ramah, if he can't turn all the way to his back or to something that is in the way, he could do to his left. He should do it to his left and not to his right. The fun of the awesome control, he shouldn't do it forwards because he's facing the Shechina. We'll learn later on when a person is leaving Shemar Esrei, he first turns to the left. So basically, what it sounds like the our left is the right of our Kosh Bohu. It's worse to go to the left. Okay, and the Shechina can never have his foul. And the Shechina never went below Asar Tzvachim. And therefore, the Shechina is not opposite the Mizkal, it's higher up. Therefore, in respect to spitting, they gave more cover to the right side. Why? Because she was just feeling. That's the middle of the davening and a Hanami. He has to give more cover to the right. Person is going back at the end of the davening. Other mach gasmi mokum tefillah. He's going away from the mokum tefillah. Who can negate that shechina? As he's moving back, he's opposite the shechina. Therefore, when he's giving his goodbye comments, just to the left first. That's a very interesting thing. We're saying basically when a person's davening, the shechina is directly in front of him. But it's a little bit higher up. So therefore, in that situation, we don't take into account in the time of Shemana Esrei the fact that the right of the Shechina is opposite his left. Because it's anyway higher up. So therefore, he spits to the left. But as he's going back, the Shechina is where it was from before, and it doesn't go back with him. So as he's getting further away, now he's more directly facing the Shechina, and therefore he gives more cover to the left side, which is the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see from here how close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. He's mounted right in front of us.